My plane landed almost an hour ago, and I came straight to your hotel. Flustered, out of breath, my mind scattered in so many directions, completely out of character, and all because soon I will be submitting to you. The taxi driver asked me why I was in town. Business or pleasure? To see a friend, I replied. And all the way on the journey in, my mind was racing, my blood pumping, my breath hard to catch. These stolen weekends, when I leave my so-called normal life behind, this is when my true reality begins. In that other life, I am the model of control. At work, even at home, I'm the decision maker. So many times every day I get asked, what should I do? I'm always the one that people look to solve their problems. The fixer, the director, the planner. But that me is a facade. A necessary pretense. A role forced on me by circumstance. The real me wants to give up all control. To have the weight of responsibility, that burden removed from my shoulders. The me that is my true self needs only to be under your direction. No thinking. No calculating, no balancing of possible consequences. My only job, to follow your commands as I become a vessel for your enjoyment, until eventually you say those magic words, the words that make my heart burst, when you tell me I'm a good girl. I never need to stop at reception and ask what room you're in, because it's always the same. Top floor, corner suite, the best room available, because you appreciate luxury and privacy for me, for your plaything. I've come to love that room. Is my true home, the domain that is ours alone, the place where we make our own laws, where the morality we live by in the outside world has no meaning, no authority, the place where I exist only for your pleasure. I arrive on the top floor and go to the suite at the end of the corridor. There's no need to knock on the door, because I know it's been left open for me. I see my hand turn the doorknob, and it's like I'm watching another person. It's the hand of the woman I present to the world, but not the hand of the woman I really am. That woman only comes alive when I cross the threshold and enter our world. I walk in, lock the door behind me, and see you sitting in the chair across the room, fully dressed, your gray linen suit, your white silk shirt. You look calm, self-possessed, and as I stand by the door waiting for your signal, you give me a look of cool appraisal. My heart beats. Desperate for you to show me that you approve. And then my breath quickens as I see that small nod from you. The movement tells me to take my clothes off, garment by garment. For this visit, I've worn my special blue lingerie, and when I reveal it to you, I see your eyes widen in desire, and I think I hear a small intake of breath from you. It's clear that seeing me in my new underwear has disturbed your control, just as I hoped it would. But it's only for a moment, and almost immediately, your calm demeanor returns. You stay silent, and your gaze travels hungrily over my shoulders, down my arms, and across my chest. Once again, you nod, and I tease my straps very slowly down over my arms. I love how they feel, inch by inch, trailing over my creamy skin. My breasts strain against the fabric of my cups, fighting against their loving prison, desperate to be free. So I pull the cups down, and they slide out, but only partially. A slight smile crosses your face, signifying the pleasure I bring you, and in that moment, all I want is to earn your praise. So I reach back and I unhook myself and release myself for your pleasure. My beautiful globes tumble down my chest. My brown areolas frame my nipples as I stand erect for you, aching to be touched, licked, and kissed. Yet forbidden to me until I receive your permission. Your eyes move down my body to between my legs. You study that secret place, and you give yet another small nod. It's your direction for me to remove my panties for you. So, I turn away from you and bend over. My gorgeous cheeks on full display as I peel my panties down my legs and step out of them, and there I am, bent over for you, wearing only my heels, the curves of my lush cheeks presenting themselves to you, inviting you to do whatever you wish to me. I hear a small little sigh of pleasure escape your lips, and your eyes roam over my body and all the things that make me feel imperfect in the world outside are transformed because in here, under your gaze, I feel beautiful, desired. I know that you love not only my sweet mouth, my smooth breasts, and the wetness between my thighs, but also my stretch marks, my cellulite, the swell of my stomach. And you see me in all my nakedness, and what I see as my imperfections only serve to delight you and to make you desire me all the more intensely. For the first time in my life, I feel truly seen. I straighten up and turn around to face you, every inch of my body exposed for you. You sit in your suit, and I think how immaculate it looks, how perfectly it's been pressed. It matches your composure, your self-control, still and quiet. I see your head incline downward, indicating that I should descend to the floor and kneel on all fours. So I comply, looking expectantly across the room to you until you utter the first word we've spoken. Come. Slowly, one hand in front of the other, I crawl across the room towards you. I move smoothly and languidly like a panther. My hands sink into the lush carpet, and my breasts sway from side to side, the gentle rhythm of their movements an invitation to you to caress them. The air of the room flows over my body, warming me, caressing me. It feels so good to be completely naked in front of you, all control abandoned, not caring if my hair is in my face or in place, my makeup unsmudged, my lipstick perfectly aligned. None of that matters with you. When I arrive at your chair, my face is level with your knees, and I look up at you, desperate for your praise. And, in response, a smile forms on your lips. At that moment, I feel as if my heart will burst. My eyes shine, full of tears that signify my happiness, my pride, my lust. I kneel by you, and miraculously, your hand falls and brushes against my cheek. I rub my face against it, basking in your approval. You stroke my hair and pull it all to one side, so it tumbles over and down my right shoulder, just the way you like it. And then I hear the two words that turn the world outside on its head and tell me that finally I'm where I can breathe. Good girl. Your words hit me like a lightning bolt. I feel myself trembling, my whole body quivering under your praise, and I realize that this is where I'm most at peace. This is the place I call home. I rest my head in your lap, and my face is so, so close to you. And I can feel your presence just under the fabric of your suit. I can smell it as it nestles there, and I can see it stiffen. You lift my head up so you can look down into my eyes, and again you smile, and this wave of joy rushes through me as I bask in your affirmation of me. Then you speak your second loving command of the evening. Take me out. Gently, I pull your zipper down, and my small hand reaches inside. I feel the warmth of your skin underneath my fingers, and very carefully, I pull you out, without thinking. I move my mouth towards you, my lips part, expectantly anticipating my favorite taste. But you put your hands on each side of my head to stop me. Your head shakes from side to side, and the disappointment I feel crushes my spirit. For a moment, I'm confused. Why won't you let my lips slide over you? I know how much it pleases you when I tease the head of your cock. But then, all is explained. As you issue your third command, two simple words, bend over. My heart leaps in excitement for the pleasure I know is to come. I stand up and walk to the bed, looking behind me to see if that wins your approval. And you nod your assent, telling me that this is where you want me. So I climb on the bed, turn away from you, and I kneel. I position my ass very deliberately so that it's perched right at the edge of the bed. I know that you love that angle. It's perfect for when you stand behind me and slide into me. But instead, I feel your hands on my head. As gently but firmly brooking no disagreement. You push it down onto the mattress. The movement forces my ass upwards, and as I present myself to you, I shiver. It's the most delicious pose you put me in, a position of total submission. My cheeks raised for your inspection. I feel your hands on my ass, one grasping each cheek. Your fingers dig into me, and I feel them pulling each of my sweet globes away from each other. The valley between them is completely exposed, and you run your tongue all the way down that sweet crack until you come to my anus, pink, puckered, and trembling. I feel it opening for you. A sweet little flower with tiny fluttering petals. And suddenly, your tongue slides over it, moistening me. An anal kiss of such eroticism and power that I think for a moment I might faint. I allow no other man to penetrate me there, but for you, I will gladly make myself open. But your tongue stops licking me, and you pause, and I stop breathing. Did I do something wrong? Did I displease you? My nervousness is eased as I hear the sound I crave, your suit pants dropping to the ground. In my mind, I know how you look. You're standing tall, and your cock is sticking out right in front of you, firm, hard, quivering, throbbing as you position it right at my entrance. I imagine the veins on the side of your shaft standing out as if they're ready to burst. I picture your balls so full and so tight, filled to the breaking point with the cream that I want to call mine. And then comes the moment I've been longing for. Your hands move my legs apart, and I know that now you can see my lips, and that they're covered in the wetness of my lust, shining with the drops of desire that flow out of me only for you. And somehow I know that I'm wetter than I've ever been before. Without a word, you position the tip of your penis at the top of my pussy. I feel it nudge against me, and then very slowly, you move it down to the center of my lips. Your pink cockhead exerts just enough pressure to push them apart ever so slightly. My wetness covers your tip as desperately I try to draw you into me, but you refuse, content to tease every part of my slit with your head. You maneuver it so it goes from side to side, dragging my lips this way and that, opening them so deliciously. The way your cock rubs against me is so tantalizing that all I want is to feel you slide into me, forcing me open and stretching my lips apart. The anticipation of that moment is so intense, I cry out as if in pain. Just the thought of your cock pushing between my lips is so erotic. I think I might die. And then, in a beautiful act of mercy, you come into me. And at that moment, I feel complete. There's no more worries. No more questions, no more responsibility. My whole world is the sensation of your shaft pulsating inside me. Your first full stroke into me brings tears to my eyes. I hear your moan of desire and satisfaction, and I feel so grateful to be the one to bring you such exquisite pleasure. Your second stroke takes you deep into me as you can go. And when you know you filled every centimeter of me, you just rest there, still, hard, throbbing and twitching. Afraid to break the spell by moving my body, I squeeze you inside me. My soft, warm walls clench you. And then I loosen my grip before, once more, contracting my muscles and tightening myself on you. I begin to wonder if perhaps that's what you want tonight, for me to milk you just from the grip of my pussy on your shaft. But then I hear your penultimate command of the night. Fuck me. Push back on me. Do all of the work. I move my ass slightly to create the angle of penetration that you find most arousing. It's the angle that makes me feel the tightest. The one where, as you enter, I feel the rim of your cockhead grazing against my clitoris. The one that takes you deepest into me, so that your strokes and thrusts bump repeatedly against my G-spot. And now I do my best to follow your commands. You stand there, erect, still, unmoving, your cock rigid inside me, and over again, I force my pussy to push back on you. I take your shaft into me so deeply that your balls are pressed right up against my ass. And as the rhythm of your thrusts increases, I hear this beautiful sound. Your groin slapping against my thighs. I raise my ass even higher, desperate for the deepest penetration of all. And that's when I feel your hands gripping my haunches, telling me that now it's your turn. You grasp my hair and pull my head back towards you. My back arches and I give a little gasp of assent, of submission. Because when you fuck me this way, hard and deep, I know that you're claiming me, marking me as yours, telling the world that I belong only to you. And with that glorious feeling of being possessed by you, I feel my orgasm start to build. You slam into me, your thrusts penetrating me so deeply, and now you're fucking me so forcefully that part of me fears you're going to split me open. But then I hear your final command. Come for me. And as you give me my task, your hand slides under my ass, and your fingers find my clitoris, and you start to massage her so gently. And your hand presses against my pubic bone. Your finger flicks against my clit. It makes me feel like I'm being fucked in two different ways. My clitoris is screaming for that one touch that released all the tension inside me. At the same time, as somewhere deep inside me, my groin is tightening so beautifully, and the tension between my legs becomes unbearable. I hear your grunts, the moans of pleasure, and I know I'm being such a good girl for you. And that thought is so delicious that my body breaks. I feel like I'm at the edge of Niagara Falls, struggling not to be swept down into the torrent, but my instincts take over, and the thought of how good it must feel for you to fuck me like this, it overwhelms me. My clitoris quivers, and these jolts of pleasure flash across my joint, while at the same time this deep feeling of tension suddenly snaps, like thunderclouds crashing to break the oppressiveness of a humid afternoon. And I realize, to my joy, that it's raining, and I'm squirting. My fluids are forcing themselves out of me, flowing from deep inside me, a river of relief thrilling my senses, my body twisting and switching in joy. You remove your penis so my torso can thrash and spasm in ecstasy. I'm abandoned, covered in sweat. The joy of expelling my fluids make me cry with relief. I sob and scream, utterly lost to pleasure, as I empty myself over your bare legs. My squirts shooting over your erect penis, making it drip with me. Until finally, the river slows, becoming a stream, and then a trickle leaking out of me. And I start to relax, but your hand raises my buttocks back up, and my pussy, dripping, soaking, wetter than it's ever been before, opens up to let you in, and you slide into me so easily, because I'm slick and slippery. And I feel your cock twitch, and I know you're so close. I start to whimper, desperate to feel you fill me up. And my cry of desire seems to unleash something inside you, and you thrust my haunches back on you. And as you roar with passion, I feel a warmth spread through me as your milk pumps into me, spurting and shooting from your tip. And this beautiful combination of liquids, your cum and my squirts, the two most intimate fluids that our bodies make, are mixing together in a special cocktail that we want to drink, to taste, to savor the fluids of submission. Dripping down us onto the bedspread, coating our thighs, and staining the lush carpet with our love for each other. Once your orgasm is complete and I've ceased to sob in joy, you pull out of me and I move my head right in front of your cock. I see our combined juices coating you, the thick whiteness of your cum and the crystal clearness of my squirts. And my tongue licks up every last drop. I hold our fluids in my mouth and I look up at you. And in response, you bend your head down to mine and kiss me. I pass my fluids into your mouth, and we drink ourselves down and let each other lick the residue from my lips. And then you lie us both back on the bed, and your arms enfold me as my head rests on your chest. And I hear the words that thrill me more than any other. You are such a good girl.